Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Missouri Tigers launched themselves into that elite tier of college football in 2023. Eli Drinkwitz and company getting into that conversation with an 11-win season and a win in the Cotton Bowl over Ohio State. It is exciting times in Missouri as Eli Drinkwitz and company are viewed to be at minimum a top 10 team in the country this year once again, as they return a ton of talent on the offensive side of the ball. There is some change going on with a new defensive coordinator and some high-profile draft picks that they have to replace on the defensive side. However, there's still plenty of talent there as they go forward into this 2024 season. Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine Gilmer. Welcome in to SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet, as we simply put forth more coverage than anyone out there, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. We've got you covered here on SEC Unfiltered. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, turn on notifications. But today we're continuing our underrated series. And, you know, I could have gone several different directions here with Mizzou. I thought about, you know, looking at some of the receivers that aren't named Luther Burden out there as Theo Weiss maybe doesn't get enough credit, or whether it's Mookie Cooper who doesn't get enough credit nationally out there, or Marquise Johnson, who I think is going to be a stud. Could have gone with Brett Norfleet at tight end, who I think is an emerging star. But no, I decided to go on the defensive side of the ball. Heck, I could have even gone with the two transfer running backs, Marcus Carroll and Nate Noel. I don't think those guys out of the Sun Belt are getting enough credit for what they're going to be able to do there at Mizzou. But I decided to go on the defensive side of the football, and I'm looking at none other than Drayden Norwood, a corner that started 5 games for Missouri last year. 6 foot, 185 pounds. And quite simply, guys, all the talk this year has been about Toriano Pride, and rightfully so, coming over from Clemson. He's a very high profile guy. He's from that Missouri area. Originally ended up going to Clemson and now is transferring back to Missouri. He's a high profile recruit. He's a guy who produced at Clemson and is going to be a day one starter for Missouri. So a lot to be excited about there. But guys, Drayden Norwood is a guy who every time I turned on a Missouri game, it just seemed that his effort and his ability and his ability also to not only his ability on the field, but his ability to understand his assignment on defense and be able to execute it was next level. I know that Enos Rakestraw and I know that Chris Abrams-Drain did a great job for Missouri last year, and they'll be sorely missed. However, I think they have a future star in their hands here with Drayden Norwood. I think he's a guy that by the end of the season could end up getting some all-conference, heck, even all-American type mentions. He's that type of just savvy player. He's not going to be a guy who tries to do something, you know, hero ball-wise and makes a mistake for your team. He executes the game plan, and he understands what's going on. We have some film here for you that I want you to watch. We've broke down some of the good things that Drayden Norwood did. And listen, in his 5 starts, he was productive. He had a lot of tackles. He had some pass breakups. Didn't have a pick this last year, okay? But he had his hands on the ball a couple of times. Got to finish those. But when it comes down to it, I think Drayden Norwood is a tremendous player and a highly underrated player. Very undervalued by many. And I'm not talking about the Mizzou fan base. I'm talking about nationally. I think all everybody's looking at is Toriano Pride. And that's, like I said, that's great. That's fine. But I think Drayden Norwood is vastly underrated. So I'm going to go ahead and play these clips for you here. But first, before we do that, we do have to mention, take a look at our friends, MyBookie, guys. MyBookie is, if you're still in the hunt for a sports book to call home and if you want to scratch that nonstop betting itch and get in on the March Madness fun, then head over to mybookie.ag. Guys, you can use the promo code SECU to get a 50% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Yes, 50% deposit bonus, guys, and there's many different ways you can get that initial deposit in. But guys, you can enter the bracket contest that MyBookie has with March Madness going on, a chance to take home prizes of up to $25,000 or pick from a huge selection of straight-up bets, props, and odds boost. There's many different ways to do it with MyBookie.ag. So sign up right now at MyBookie.ag and take advantage of our promo code SECU. But the fun doesn't stop there, guys. You can get up-to-the-minute odds, free bets, and expert predictions to get some great information for anything that you're wanting to put some money on. So why not go over to mybookie.ag today? Use that promo code SECU to secure your welcome bonus today. So great stuff there from mybookie.ag. Now enjoy this film breakdown on Drayden Norwood, and we'll be back right after to wrap things up. All right, so let's watch this clip of Drayden Norwood right here. He is in man coverage right down here, press man. And listen, he's all the way out here by himself. You can see the ball is on the hash on the right hash, and he's all the way over here on the left side of the field down by the sideline. So there's lots of room, and he's in man coverage right here. So let's watch this right at the snap, and we'll pause it here and there. But first, let's watch how he handles the release by the receiver. See a little chop, but he stayed patient. He didn't move, and now his eyes are right here on his inside hip. Look at his eyes. Eye discipline down there on his hip. He's tracking that receiver, and then he sees the receiver begin to get his hands up in the air, and he knows then to turn his body and play the football. That is a great play by Drayden Norwood. We're going to play it for you all the way through. So just watch this all the way through. Patience, eyes on the hip, sees the hands go up, turns around, great play. All right, to play corner in the SEC, not only do you have to be able to cover, you have to be able to be physical as well. And one thing that Missouri would do in Blake Baker's defense is that they would utilize defenders from the third level in the blitz game at different points in time. So you can see right here that Memphis is utilizing a trips closed set. So the tight end is closed right here, and that brings Norwood, who is likely in man coverage if he's not on a straight-up blitz, down here tight. So let's watch as the play goes on. He's blitzing right off the bat. So he is definitely a blitzer, and he's coming right now, and he has to beat that running back one-on-one, and let's watch what he does right here as he beats him and takes down the quarterback. Great job of being physical but maintaining discipline as well. Let's take it all the way back and show it from the beginning. So here we go. Definitely going one-on-one with the running back. He restricts the grass lane, maintains outside leverage. That's a fantastic job. So let's watch this one once again. Watch him. He's going to get here, and he's going to literally push this running back backwards and restrict the grasp, the amount of grasp between the butt of the running back and the feet of the quarterback. Watch him push him back, and then maintains outside leverage where he still has contain, and that quarterback, if he gets outside of him, we got a little bit of a problem here. So he maintains leverage, takes down the quarterback. They thought it was a forced fumble, but it ended up being an incomplete pass, but great play by Drayden Norwood.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A lot of football at any level is just about effort, and we're going to watch this effort here from Drayden Norwood as he is in off-man technique. So we saw press man earlier, we saw him blitz, and now we're going to see off-man technique, and then just some effort that comes down to. Watch this right here. You can see on Aiden Daniels, who's an elusive quarterback. But let's watch right here. You can see him backpedaling, opening his hips a little bit, but then he recovered on a in-breaking route where if that ball is thrown, he can come through the receiver right now and make a play on that football. So good job there. Then just realizing what's going on, fighting through that potential block and making the tackle. It's stuff like that that I think you should be excited about. All right, guys. Again, football is about effort. And I want you to watch this effort. Here's Drayden Norwood Okay. He's up top and we have a trips closed set. So he's got this tied in man to man. Okay. He's got man to man, but he also knows that he cannot allow any of this run action, whether it was the quarterback run or whether it was a toss to the running back, something like that. He's got to keep contain out here on this side. So he's kind of got dual responsibilities here. So let's play develop. We can see an arc release by the tight end. And as of right here, the tight end has him beat because the tight end's outside foot is outside of Drayden Norwood's. At this point, he's like, okay, I've got inside leverage because of it could be a pass. But now with his hands on him, he knows that this quarterback's running. He can see it, and he knows this tight end's blocking him. So what you have to do is to cross his face, get away from him, and he gets a holding call called on that tight end just because of effort and understanding his assignment. So watch right here. Tight end gets on him. He crosses his face, gets away from him, spins. The referee sees it, throws a flag. Great job, great effort there by Drayden Norwood. Let's do it one more time. Inside leverage because of man coverage. Okay, now fight across his face. There's the penalty. Great job by Drayden Norwood. One thing you got to realize, too, is not every single play is about intercepting a ball or, you know, making some kind of hero play. Sometimes you just have to make the routine plays. And here we have Drayden Norwood down here on Julian Fleming, who now is going to be at Penn State this year after transferring from Ohio State. Just watch right here. You got a little curl route, and Norwood comes through it, tackles him short of the sticks. That's a big deal, guys, because if you miss that tackle there, if you don't break down, chop your feet, and wrap up, then Julian Fleming could spin out of that. He could get the first down and could keep the chains moving. So it's a great job. Get in your back pedal. Reacting, chopping your feet, coming through him, wrapping up. Great job. Okay, one thing you need to see out of a corner, particularly a corner like Drayden Norwood, who gets put to the field side a lot, you want to see how he handles if there's some kind of stutter route, some kind of double move right here. And the answer to that question is that Drayden Norwood handled it as cool as the other side of the pillow right here against Julian Fleming in Ohio State. Now, there's a lot of pressure here that gets Devin Brown messed up over here, whichever quarterback he ended up being at this point in time for Ohio State. I know Brown got knocked out of the game early. But when we look right here, you see Julian Fleming break it down. And, yes, he's breaking on the football right here. You can see Drayden Norwood breaking like as if this was a slant route. However, watch him quickly put his foot in the ground and then get in phase on that hip. He was in there for that. If that ball is thrown to Julian Fleming, there is no gotcha right there on the double move. He has him covered. So great job with his feet of being able just to change direction. Look at that. Stick the foot in the ground, get back in that hip, maintain leverage. Great. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Drayden Norwood, I think he's going to do tremendous things. He started off his career, Texas A&M, transferred over to Mizzou, and we've seen that Eli Drinkwitz has used that portal effectively, and he has been a guy that he has gotten the best out of some of those players that maybe they just didn't have the right fit elsewhere, and they end up coming on board and having a successful year. I think Drayden Norwood will be a big part of why Missouri continues to stay at that level that they were this past year. I don't think there'll be a drop-off. You look at that schedule, it's manageable. It's one that I think Missouri will be favored in a lot of their games, almost all of their games. And when it comes down to it, I think even going on the road to Bryant-Denny Stadium this year, it's a deal where Missouri's going to have confidence, guys. I think they're going to be undefeated going into that game. And I think it's a deal where, you know, the GOAT isn't across the way anymore in that game. Nick Saban isn't over there. And that intimidation factor is gone. Not that Eli Drinkwitz would be intimidated anyways. He's quite a character and is a guy that has plenty of confidence. But even last year in the LSU game where they narrowly lost and the Georgia game they narrowly lost, you could always feel that Missouri was right there in it. And that's a culture thing. I know they've got – it's a lot of the Jimmys and Joes and not just the X's and O's, but I think guys like Drayden Norwood are going to make a huge difference, and I think him being a full-time starter is going to be huge. You saw last year that they they believe in him so much that they'll put him to the field side. Typically, offenses are right-handed a lot, okay, because the quarterback's right-handed. So they'll run plays. Offensive coordinators will call plays to the right side a lot without even realizing it, and that puts them on the right hash sometimes. So when they do that and the team is going from right to left, they would put Norwood over on the right side to be the field corner the majority of time. When the opposing team is going from left to right and they would end up on the right hash down on the bottom of the field, they would put Norwood up on top to be the boundary corner a lot of times. So, you know, when you look at this, they believe in this young man. They also are confident in him being able to be a force defender, play in the run against close sets. I mean, they just showed that, hey, they have a lot of belief in what he can do, and he rewarded them for that belief and played really well when he was in there, and I think he'll do so once again. So our underrated player, the most underrated player for Mizzou in 2024, Drayden Norwood, number 12, is going to be making some plays this year for Eli Drinkwitz defense, and I'm excited to see the Missouri Tigers as a whole. Guys, we're excited also that you join us here on these videos. So like, subscribe, turn on notifications, because we'll be going live as we get closer and closer to the season, and have a lot of fun as we break down games, we get into previews, all of this good stuff as the summer and the fall approach. So SEC Unfiltered is the place to have all your March Madness coverage for the conference, all your baseball coverage, and then as football goes along, your football coverage as well. So thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and we'll catch you guys next time right here on the best SEC entity on the internet, SEC Unfiltered.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.